Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 975, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Exhibit NN, continued. Georgia, Walton County, State of Georgia versus Leo M. Frank, in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia. Written questions to be propounded to J.J. Nunnally, ESQ, W.L. Ricker, ESQ, Virgil Harris, ESQ, and Residence Monroe, Walton County, Georgia. 1. Q. Have you examined the attached clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 23, 1913, and particularly the likeness in said clipping of A.H. Hensley? A. Yes. 2. Q. Do you know A.H. Hensley? A. Yes. 3. Q. Do you recall whether or not A.H. Hensley was in Monroe, Georgia, between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the papers, and the time of the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, to wit, July 28, 1913? A. He was. 4. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley make any statements in connection with the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? And if so, what were those statements? A. What impressed me was that Hensley was the most vehement in his expressions as to the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan, of any person I had heard talk about it. The Fagan murder was, at the time, the particular topic of conversation generally. A great many people were discussing it, and many men denouncing Frank as guilty, particularly traveling men. Hensley was the most bitter of any. For about 2.5 hours in my place of business, Hensley argued Frank's guilt in the murder case. In talking about the outcome of the case, he made the statement, which was the best of my recollection, was that if the jury should turn Frank out, he, Frank, would not get out of Atlanta alive. 5. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, make any statements as to what he believed about the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, what were those statements? A. Yes, he believed him guilty. 6. Q. Did H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, in your presence and hearing, say he thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan? If so, how did he state it positively and firmly? How did he make the statement? Give his language as well as you recollect it. If you do not recollect his language, what was the tenor of it? A. He was very vehement, stated. There was no doubt from what he said that it was his conviction that Frank was guilty. 7. Q. Did you hear A.H. Hensley in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, say anything about what the jury that tried Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan would do if that jury did its duty? If so, 154,